Well, 2009 is here, and it's here to stay. There's an old saying. What is it? It says, gosh, I hope I get this right. It says, today, what does it say? Yesterday was history, tomorrow is the future, and today is a gift. Or no, today is a present, that's why they call it a gift. I like that. So today is the present, that's why they call it a gift. You know, if you're struggling, just take a, you know, with everything, your job and everything, just take a moment, look around, look at what's really important, and focus on that, because that usually is what I do if I'm frustrated about something or somebody or business things going on, or I'm trying to keep focused and keep my head screwed on straight when I read the news articles. I just think about what's really important, what's newsworthy. I look at Washington D.C. and I just shake my head. I don't get it. We've got a lot of messed up stuff in Washington right now, and I'm laughing because I'm crying. I sit there and I go, remember back when the gas was going to be fixed because they were going to release some of the national reserves and the strategic reserves, and then there was the call because the gas prices were so high to drill in Anwar, and we're going to get financially independent. We're going to get oil independence. We're going to really go for that. So Washington focused on that for a little bit. Then there was a heated debate. Everything that's going on seems to be a diversionary tactic, if you will, trying to keep you off balance, out of focus, not catching what's really going on behind the scenes, and basically guessing at every moment what the real issue is and what's important, and what you need to do and what I try to do and I try to remind myself to do is to focus on what really is important. And what's important is your core values. And that includes, of course, your family, includes, of course, your religion, includes, of course, your business or your employment, whatever those things are. But how you act or interact in those arenas, in those areas, and how people, I guess part of it is how you're viewed. In other words, are you someone who is reacting out of panic, and I mean that by saying, are you desperate, or are you planning ahead, are you forging ahead, and are you having a positive attitude, and are you treating your family and those around you properly, treating those at work around work, being pleasant to them proper, you know, that's the right way to do it. And to try to have those core values that you don't compromise on, and you don't compromise your family and things like that. So, you know, we've got some trouble going on right now in Washington D.C. as far as how crazy it is and what's going on and who's going to take Obama's seat. I don't know what's going to happen over there. Then basically what's happening is that Roland Burris, who has been appointed to replace and take Obama's vacant seat, okay, which is constitutional. He is the governor, Illinois governor, has not been convicted. You got to forget for a moment in these type of situations, party. You just got to forget it for a second. Whether you like, don't like, you have to go back to, in my opinion, your core. In other words, the Constitution is the core. Whether you like it or don't like it, it's the core. Whatever the law is, whether you like it or don't like it, it's what it is, and you have to have it abided by. And then if you want to change it, then there's ways to do that. But whatever it is, no matter who the party is in place or what's happening, you have to follow that Constitution, because that is the only thing that really protects us. And those that want to disregard it, you have to pay attention to who's doing that, who wants to disregard it, and then you got to look at why they want to disregard it, and then you have to make sure that they're not allowed to disregard it. And allegations came out that the Illinois governor had offered Obama's seat to anybody, the highest bidder, basically. Those were allegations. They're not proven. unlike France, we are innocent. You're innocent until proven guilty. He is not the Illinois governor. Has not stepped down. He has maintained his innocence, whether he is or isn't. He has maintained it, and he has not stepped away from his office. Whether he's going to be impeached or removed by his own constituents is a separate situation. There was a vacant Senate seat that was Barack Obama's, and he made an appointment, which people didn't like, and the appointment, whether you think it's a good one or not a good one, is scheduled to go up to Capitol Hill on Tuesday. And that's the opening day of Congress. He's allowed to do that. He's allowed, unlike Al Franken, who has not been certified, which is a different situation entirely, he is allowed to go up, and he should be seated. He should not be impeded. And if by chance, because there's only three qualifications, that he's a natural-born citizen. Don't get me started with Obama there on that. He's a natural citizen, that he's not a felon, and I don't remember the third one, but he meets all of them. He should be seated. There is talk that they are going to try and deny, U.S. Capitol Police have been instructed to deny him access to the Senate floor, and that the Sergeant of Arms would step forward and say, you're not going to be allowed to be in here. Well, the governor has the ability even to come to the Senate floor. All governors have access to the Senate floor. So the governor, who is supposedly the bad guy in all of this, he himself is allowed to come in, but we're not going to allow this other individual who has been legally appointed, who has rights to be there per the Constitution, we're not going to allow him. The fact that it's Democrats doing it is irrelevant. What it, again, is political manipulation of the Constitution. Whether it's a judge making up constitutional law or those in trying to interpret it that aren't in authority to interpret it, it's still wrong. He should be seated. Then if they want to go in and contest the legality of the appointment after whether or not, you know, after the issues of the governor have been settled, that's something totally different. In fact, I think that should happen. They need to do the investigation, complete the investigation. If the governor, if he has been done stuff illegal, fine, impeach him, arrest him, do whatever you need to do. But until that moment, he still holds that position. He still holds that office. He still has the rights and the responsibilities of someone in that office, and that should be respected. And if it's found out that he is illegal, he broke the law and he did some things that were illegal, that's something totally different. It should not necessarily be a reflection on the interim senator until a special election is voted upon by the people of that state. But it certainly shouldn't be coming from Washington, D.C. Speaking of that, when we get back, we're going to talk about Al Franken. He's up by 49 votes, and just like in Washington State, you know, you count long enough, you'll find all the votes you need. I already found 100. Well, we saw them, but we don't know where they are now. Since we saw them, we're going to go ahead and count those. Well, the Attorney General's just a little bit upset about that and the Al Franken situation. And Al Franken should not be seated because he has not fulfilled the legal requirements. More right after this, News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition.
Hi, Anne-Marie Lake again of the Entrepreneur Radio Show, reminding you that you can purchase a timeshare for pennies on the dollar from Timeshare Wholesalers, Inc. Whether buying or selling, let Timeshare Wholesalers be your one stop for service. Call them today at 1-800-764-2486 or see their site online at www.gototwi.com. That's gototwi.com.